Well, welcome to break number 23. Take your Bibles, if you got some there. I hope you do, along with your coffee, drink, whatever, your juice, or maybe just a glass of ice water or some ice you can chew on, whatever. But we're going to look at 1 Peter chapter 3. What's that rightly dividing? I'm going to show you how it's wrongly divided by a lot of people. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 says this, "Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they beheld your chaste conversation coupled with fear." People will take that and apply that to their local church. Well, what are you talking about? Okay, I know so many people that have chosen not to leave their local assembly, their local church. They've got a hold of Paul. They've got rightly dividing understood. They're King James only. But they're going to stay with their friends. They're going to stay with their spiritual family. They're going to stay with this pastor who's such a good man. And he's not teaching me the truth. He's not teaching the people the truth. The music is fair to Midland, if it's even that. But I'm just going to stay because maybe they'll see the truth in me. And they'll see that I love the risen Savior. They'll see that I love a King James Bible. They'll see, no, they won't. And they'll stay there thinking that maybe they can save their friends. Maybe they can show the truth to their friends, to their pastor, to the pastor's wife, to the teens. They can stay there amongst all this horrible music, amongst the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John always being preached. They can stay among the guilt preaching of 1st, 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. They can stay there. They can listen to their preaching about Revelation, Daniel chapter 9, Daniel chapter 11. They can stay amongst all this stuff, and they can stay with their King James Bible. Even when the preacher corrects the King James Bible, oh, I hate that, but I'll stay there, and maybe someday they'll see the truth from me. Well, you're getting that from a tribulational illustration. Paul never tells us that. Paul tells us to avoid. Paul tells us to from such withdraw, have no company with. Paul is plain as Scripture says to get out of a local church if it's not teaching about the ways of Paul, the teachings of Paul. It can teach Genesis to Revelation, no doubt. It's the comfort of the Scriptures, the whole book, the whole ball of wax. But if he's teaching it to apply it to you, that's wrong. And I can virtually state with my observations that if a man is not a Paul follower in his preaching, he will be a Paul ignorer. He will go to Jesus in the Gospels. He will go to Jesus in what I call the tribulational books, as that's where they are in the Bible, Hebrews to Jude. He will go to Saul. He will go to Samuel. He'll go to David. He'll go to all these other guys, but he will ignore Paul. Of course, 1 Corinthians 15 has the Gospel, and so they will pop that in there. But they wouldn't dare teach the manner of life in Paul, because that would take them to Timothy. That would take them to Titus. And I'm telling you right now, the ladies won't put up with it. I'm telling you right now, the men don't have the guts to be a Paul follower. People are ashamed of Paul. And they're ashamed of the risen Savior. Because if they weren't, they would get out of that church that is not teaching the truth. And that sounds kind of harsh. Well, I didn't mean it to, I guess, but that's just, I see that. And when I read this in 1 Peter a long time ago, and I realized, I got to talk about this. Here's my opportunity. In a small 10-15 minute break, here's my chance to do a single, simple sermon on 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1-2. It's not about the husband and the wife deal. Although, I can say, I mean, it is in the context, but I can say that husbands who abuse their wives, and the wives who stay there because I'm just going to be that Christian woman, I'm going to put up with it because I love him. That Bible, Paul tells you in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, you can hit the road. It's tough. You got to get a life. You have to get your own life. It's a terrible thing what happens to abused women. But I have seen so many places where these husbands expect their wife to stay there no matter how they treat them because of 1 Peter chapter 3. And I have seen more ladies in my counseling over the years of ladies who were abused, seriously abused. They left their husband because Paul shows in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, you can do so, and you should, and you must, or you will continue to be abused. But then the wife just has to go back because they think, well, I'll just go back and I'll be that good Christian woman. What do you think's making him so mad in the first place? Is you're a Christian woman. So, they pull up this verse in 1 Peter chapter 3. Ladies, you got to stay with your husbands because you can win them over by your conversation. No, you're just going to make them madder if your conversation is of Paul. If you dress modestly, Titus, Timothy, if you want to stay home and take care of the kids and stay home, all that kind of stuff, they don't go for that. And that's where the dispensation of grace, you don't have to do anything. The judgment seat of Christ will burn up all the stuff that you've done trying to rescue your husband. The point here is, these people that stay in the church because they think, for some reason, they think they're such a good Christian that they can stay there with the truth of the King James Bible rightly divided with Paul, talking about the risen Savior. They think that that can win people over. Listen, how many times has Paul's preaching irritated people? What happened to Paul in his life? He was abused. He was persecuted. So if you're staying in a church because you believe a King James Bible to be the Word of God and the others are false, and if you're looking to Paul for your apostle, and if you're looking to rightly dividing, and if you're doing it in a manner that is peace-loving and trying to keep unity of the peace, all this kind of stuff, I think that's how this is pronounced, you're still going to have to say something. Why is that? Because look at 2 Timothy. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8 says this, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord." Well, that's true. "Nor of me, his prisoner." That's Paul. So first of all, are people ashamed of the testimony of our Lord? No, they're not. But for some reason, which you know the reasons, they are ashamed of the testimony of the risen Lord. They're waiting for him to come back. They know what he did during the Gospels, but they're ignoring the teachings from the risen Savior. People believe that Jesus died and rose again, but they reject his teachings after he rose again. They stick with what he taught to the Jews. They ignore and reject, and the pastors do not teach what the risen Savior told Paul to teach to the Gentiles during this dispensation of grace. So they reject that testimony of our Lord. But even beyond that, they are ashamed of Paul. So, folks, if you're staying in the church because you want to win people over to the risen Savior, to a King James Bible, to rightly dividing, it's not going to happen. You're trying to live a teaching concept that's going to work during the tribulation. You bet during the tribulation, according to 1 Peter chapter 3, ladies, they are going to have to stay with their husbands. They're going to have to go through verse 3 and verse 4. "But let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit." Yes, you're going to have a meek and quiet spirit during the tribulation. But are you going to have a meek and quiet spirit? Are you going to be ashamed of Paul? Are you going to be ashamed of the risen Savior? Are you going to be ashamed of a King James Bible rightly divided? That's what you're going to have to do if you're going to stay in that church. And this is where people come up with that conclusion. This is for the ladies who want to stick around in the church. I've never had one man tell me yet that let's keep going to this church because maybe we can win people over to this King James Bible, Paul rightly dividing. Men know that when it's time to go, it's time to go. But the ladies, they have to stay there. They've got to try to win people because they love people. They care for people. Well, so do the men. But, you know, over the years, I have seen so many men figure out this church game. They don't figure it out scripturally, but they figure out there's something fake about it. There's something not right here. And when you get a man to get a hold of Paul, and he gets a hold of a King James Bible and rightly divide that thing, now he's got the sword. He's got the right weapon. And yet most of the time the family won't allow him to use it. Most of the time the family will keep him shut down. While the Holy Spirit, as taught by Jack Hiles, teaches those ladies to get in there and run this house, make this thing go well, and to be that meek and quiet spirit, although they really aren't. They go against the scriptures. And, you know, modesty in Timothy is more than just covering up, ladies. We'll talk about that maybe someday in my soon-to-come Suicide Part 2 series, if I want to get into that. But anyway, to say all that, let's say this here. You're not supposed to stay in the church. You're not supposed to stay there and see if you can't win folks to the King James rightly divided Bible and the risen Savior through Paul. You're supposed to get out. That's your testimony, that you're not ashamed of Paul. You're not ashamed of the risen Savior. And you know that you're supposed to follow Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. As Paul follows Christ, that's what you do. And how do you follow Paul as he follows Christ? You get out of the church that isn't teaching about the risen Christ. It's that simple.